Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. This is the last Sunday of the month, as you well know, and we will have our fellowship luncheon directly following this service. Everyone's invited for good food and fellowship. And all other activities normally scheduled on for Sunday afternoon are canceled, with the exception of the 2 o'clock service at Pacific Hills Manor, which will proceed at 2 o'clock as usual. The ladies' Bible study, which was scheduled for tomorrow, June 27th, is canceled this week. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Epistle to the Colossians, chapters 1 and 2. You will note that there are a couple of inserts in your bulletin. And concerning service for our brother Don McDowell on Friday, and also there's a service at West Hills Community Church for Barbara Franson, Darlene Laurel's mother. Also, there are a couple of other things that have been in prior inserts concerning the fireworks coming up at Bethel Baptist Church on Monday, July 4th, and the Johnny and Friends Ministry. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 67, verses 1 through 3. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. And now our brother, Victor Laura, will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 42, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you again for coming and worshiping our Lord with us. It's great to be back. You know, it was good to see your children serving in other churches. We had an opportunity, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before that, to go to the church that Anthony is serving at, and he was leading worship. So it's just a blessing, you know, to see your children serving the Lord. So why don't we open up to our first hymn, number 42, All Hail the Power. We'll sing the first and the last stanzas. His way with thee. Can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Amen. Let's all stand and sing our last hymn. 381 is Your All on the Altar. And we'll sing the first and the last.
Until all of you. Before prayer, I give you two reports. One, Thelma, we love you, and granddaughter, we love you, and thank you for being here today. And Donna will be so happy to see you right here, and our heart is with you and with your family. You have been here for 21 years, and it was a great moment to be with Donald at the last moments, and a great painful moment as I'm losing my friends one by one that have been here for a long time in church. So thank you so much. Also, last night I was calling an emergency on Bob Johns, losing blood very badly over two pains, and was transported to the hospital, in the veteran hospital. And thank God this morning, I cannot do the work last night, but this morning, after checking all the parts of our body, nothing, no blood comes out. So he's going to be home this afternoon. Pray that Bob obey the rules of the game, the diet and the exercise and the things. You know, he's a little older than me. He's 82, so he need that in his heart. But he's okay. All right, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for being our God and our Good Shepherd. We thank you for leading us, loving us, even giving up your life so that we might be restored to the intimate relationship and fellowship with our Creator. Help us in the growth process of our spirituality. Increase our own appreciation of who you are. Impress us that like you, we can love those who are very different from ourselves. Make us more sensitive to you and to one another. Shepherd us in our own spiritual pilgrimage. Give us the courage to be merciful, the endurance to be faithful to those in our care. And just as you are with each one of us, help us to help each other. Need your healing power visible to us. So we pray for Maida Kong, Ampereto, Dwight Forsy, Pedro Apolinar, Joshua Yalde, Chris' brother, Jim, and Lord, for Bob Jones. And we pray for your comfort, your peace, and your encouragement to Thelma and the family. Lord, in the mission field, we have missionaries for a long time. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano, Marta Ferretti, Jose and Diane Avila, they inform choices, Daniel and Miriam Lacey and Fred and Carol Lewis. Bless them, give them direction and peace of mind in their work. Thank you for your continuous provision for us. Thank you for the gift of your people here and those who are in the airways at KKMC and the internet. Your care for our ministry is so overwhelming to us. Thank you, Lord. Bless the offering and bless the giver. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Exodus? If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 89. We will be reading Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your written word, which guides us and teaches us. We pray that you would purge our lives of sin and direct our paths away from evil. Thank you for our great high priest who intercedes for us at all times. We confess we're sinners who have no merit of our own and are incapable of earning your favor through any of our own works. We love you, Father, for first having loved us and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to pay for our sins and supply the righteousness we need. Our trust is in him because your word promises that those who call on his name will be saved. So with eternal gratitude, we praise and thank you for such a great salvation. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, your servant Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he comes to deliver the message from Scripture to help our understanding of your greatness. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding so that we may live according to your will. In that name, above every other name, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.